This is CliffCentral.com.
Judging it just right through the groove.
You know, it really is amazing.
Well, yes, but what if you get out of that groove?
Oh, well, then I'm in trouble.
No, but I forgive you. It is very early. Live. Yeah, what's up?
Hey, hi, Eric.
Is that my... You see, I'm not even on.
Hey, Mike. Can you hear anything in your ears?
It's loud.
Lodin, I'm not talking to you.
Your music is loud.
I like it.
There we go.
When does this thing start?
Just now.
Okay, so hello to Claudine.
Hello. Now can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
And then Moss, can you hear you?
One second. Moss needs to plug in.
Plug in.
Moss.
So this is it, hey? This is live?
It is.
A lot of people say we pre-record this like we have some sort of standards.
Like you've written something and put in some effort.
Although we did enter this into the Comics Choice Awards under the Comics pen.
Ah, there's my
I saw.
Oh, coming to you. So you actually went on.
I saw,
did
yes.
Did you vote for us?
No, I didn't.
Okay, that's Claudine's mic number three.
I didn't. I hadn't been on the show before, but now I would have voted for you guys. I'm so sorry.
But we do write the news. And we write our intro and we write something. Surely we've thought about something. So anyway, my name's Dave Levinson. This is...
The Just Now Comedy Podcast.
And what's
my
your
name?
My
name is Eric. Can you...
We're supposed to
just let us roll with the thing.
Remember, we wrote it.
Start again.
Hi, my name's Dave Levinson and this is...
The Just Now Comedy Podcast. My name is Eric Jansen and every week we have different guests from all different walks of life and they tell us how they walk in life.
That was written by
that
us.
Was written.
Very nice. Very nice.
So Claudine, who are you and why are you here?
I am a comedian, but I am also a comedic improviser. Mm-hmm. So I'm here to sell some tickets, baby. But more than sell tickets, I'm here to have a good time with my friends, Dave
Thank
and
you.
Eric.
Do you see us as friends?
Yes.
But now, what do you say? You're improv.
Friend, you asshole.
I only see you at comic gigs, and we kind of bond, and then you're gone.
And then you always say something so fun and nice and
about
cute,
you.
And then I go, oh, I love Dave. About me, yes. Oh. Like last time, you were like, please welcome to the stage. Don't touch her, or you may get some Claudine on you, Claudine Ullman. And I was like.
What a nice
legend.
Way to introduce me.
I know.
Okay, cool. Then also, I was very scared because you introduced me to your husband, who I thought was a fictional character because you do improvise very well. I thought you had wished a husband into your life, like on those boards.
I had a vision board with him up, actually.
Really?
And
I don't deny that you don't. I think you did.
I totally did. And look what I found. What a hunker-chunker hardy. Sex bomb.
So that was the first time I actually met you because we went to the Clarence Comedy Festival. Do you remember that?
We had so much fun. And also, are you coming this year?
I'm not. You know
who's
going to
drive us down?
You know how it is.
Dave drove us down last year and we had the best time. We messed his car with Doritos and...
How many people were in my car? You? Yassine?
Gilly.
Angel.
And Angel.
Sure. That's a packed car of comics.
Yeah, all trying to impress each other with jokes. It was so irritating.
No, but I did buy you a joke book, so that was the other
you
thing.
Did.
I bought
that
a joke book for
you. Actually, that's all I use now.
Did you end up with it?
No, but I've asked him to photocopy the pages, so I've got some
material.
It was
kind of backfiring me. I thought I'd be stupid and clever and give Angel a joke book and say, like, here's a joke book, learn some jokes.
And then you were all like, give it to me.
This is a cool book. Fuck, it's backfired. Moss, how are you?
Yeah, lekker.
Now, let me explain this. This is Claudine Ullman. Ullman.
Hi, babes.
Claudine Ullman.
Ullman, like
what's your married name?
Herman, but I keep my...
Herman.
Herman, man. But I keep my stage name. He likes Herman. He thinks Herman's funny.
It's like it to have a stage name, though. Yeah. Moss is not your stage name. It's Mossel.
Yeah.
It's Moss.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. How are you?
My stage name is Moss Wins. Used to be from the rolling days when he used to play Street Fighter. I was always the winner.
So the video Wins. Game or actual? Because in Springs in Benoni and Boxburg, Street Fighter was a real before
it's
it was
a documentary.
Video
it's actually a documentary.
It's
in
a
Springs.
Way of life.
I was just going to say the exact
in
same thing. It's a fight for
so now
survival.
We found you on the intercrack, on the interwebs.
Yeah, on the internet.
How does that, where was that video filmed? Was you in the felt?
Yeah, so in the field over the road from our kids. I take the dog for a walk and then, but it's a bit of a drive from London.
Do you have a staffy?
No,
it's a German Shepherd.
I was like,
it's an Alsatian.
I was just checking. Like, I would see you having a pit bull. Something tenacious.
I used to have a pit bull.
There is a guy that walks around Sydenham, down where I live, with a pit bull and a baseball bat in the morning, just taking his dog for a walk.
Yeah, but I used to. I was a skinhead for 9 years, and I used to shave my head and take my pit bull for a walk, just let the oaks know.
But let's just say, myself, let the oaks know, this is my street. But now listen, you,
Claudine,
he's well built, hey?
I know, and I'm sitting right here, and he just told me, no, I'm terrified.
Your nickname is Speedo.
Speeder.
Spira. Oh, Spira. I was just going to be like, wow, Speedo.
No, his nickname is Moss because he kills the dude and lets them grow moss on their bones.
Give us some guns there.
You want to check your guns?
Feel it out there.
Wow, this is...
Okay. I'm just showing my armpit fat. There we go.
Armpit fat?
Yes, it's a
thing.
Is
that a thing?
Have you not seen Oprah? Oprah waves hello over here and goodbye over there.
They make soap from it, apparently. My celebrity armpit.
We're not getting sued yet, but we're getting...
We may. I love Oprah. Oprah's my hero.
This might just be the last episode of the Just Now Comedy Podcast. Right. I mean, it's been a fun 2 years.
Thanks, man. And it's been great. It's been
we fucked it up for you guys.
Look at my career floating. And you've got a show coming up.
I do. Okay,
let's just tell you how this show works. I know that when you used to work at Cliff, you said you used to work at Cliff Central. Means you were here.
We had a show.
None of us work here.
None of us work here. No. We come here and then leave after an hour. I did. I used to do two shows. I used to do Sex Talk with John T. Searle, which is up next.
What are your qualifications for Sex Talk?
No, not much, but be able to improvise and respond in a funny way.
Okay, that's
so
what your job.
So I learned a lot about sex. It was a great show.
Were you married at the time?
Yes. Okay, Dan even came on one of the shows.
Did you have to do an interview?
Came on the show?
He came on
at
the
home. He was just
mics,
listening.
All of the mics that you guys are using.
Is that his name? Daniel?
Yeah, Daniel. Okay.
But do you think that when you got home and you would say, I was on the show today and I want to try this new thing, he'd be like...
No, very open, very
really?
Open.
Let's try it. Let's do it.
Very open.
Okay, cool.
And then I had my own show called Jittery Citizens, where we would do...
And that is a troupe, you call it.
Comedy.
Okay, now you've just made people stop listening now.
Sorry, guys. I'm not the singer usually. Turn on the radio.
So the Jittery Citizens is a group of people. Anyone can join? Do you do auditions?
We do auditions. Not anyone can join. Just because the only reason why not anybody can join is we are... Improv is all about trust. It's all about the troupe. It's all about knowing and loving everybody. Yeah, I'm trying to get him involved in the troupe. Let's all hold hands.
It's one of those. Eh?
It's one of those.
I left home for this.
Who's part of your group? Just name some of the people.
Well, the people who are performing tomorrow night are Mojack Lahoko,
nice.
Prince... James Cairns, Campbell Meese, myself, and Tony Bentall on keys. Ding, 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 ding.
And the keys are needed because of the songs that you do.
Yes, because we do Singprov as
There's something else. We're gonna talk to Moss now about where he's from and where he's from. Because this is a proper... This is East Rand, in an essence, in
I
a bottle.
Celebrity. This is a great character, boy.
No, he's not. He's the
no,
real
but I'm saying
deal.
It's a great character for us to deal. Play. Yeah. Like, we should observe him, take notes. This is awesome.
Because remember, I'm not a cartoon.
He's real, eh?
A real.
You're a real person with real feelings. We know that. But that's
if
why
you touch him,
you're
bleeds,
such a great character.
I mean, if you cut him, he bleeds. I'm sorry.
Not if you touch him. Look at those muscles.
Uncle Eddie should be here. So now, you're in the field walking with your dog.
Yeah, and I dropped too many milk stouts. I stopped. There's a South African butchery on the way. So I stop. I load up with biltong for the kids, or as they call it, tilbong. And then, I take my dog for a walk. Yeah, but I got drilled. And then I was just making a video for the Oaks back home. You know, what do you do?
So what does it mean, ace up? Just explain
ace
to our listeners in Australia.
I'm on my ace.
Alone, chief. So, ace is
my lonesome.
I'm on my ace. I'm here in the felt.
In the
and
felt.
You're walking with, what was your dog's name? Beauty.
Weapon of choice. Weapon.
And then the Lebanese, is that just from Benoni? You kind of osmosis.
I grew up with a few Lebs and obviously, like, everyone wants to be a ruler, so we try and mimic the Lebs. And, you know, biggest respect to the Lebs. I don't want them to think I'm making...
You don't want them to be listening
we have
to this.
Eight listeners. None of them are Now the Claudine's in now.
But, so I used to box a bit with the Lebs, and I know their tactics. And, they're pretty good. It works for ruling. So,
just tell people what ruling is.
Ruling is boxing, like fighting.
But does a fight start... out of nowhere, or is a fight going to start from a Monday? From a look.
It's from a look. Sometimes, like, I had a roll for breakfast this morning.
Yeah.
On the way
Someone looked at you.
Yeah, yes. As I was in the traffic.
In the drive-thru.
I came around Galuli sideways. And the next thing is, Ike skiffed me out, pulled over, dribbled him straight. Yeah, have that for breakfast.
And he was happy to just be hit by you.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe I just got hit by a YouTube celebrity.
A YouTuber.
So, do you feel, Moss,
yes,
like you have anger issues? Or do you, no, really, no. Like, or do you find fighting cathartic? Because I can't even watch it. I can't watch Grey's Anatomy when they put the needle in the thing with the blood. No,
it's one of the most beautiful things about being a male. You can fix problems there and then. Chicks like drag it out. And even if you don't have a problem, you can make a problem and you can make a solution.
What happens in Fight Club stays in?
Springs.
Benoni. Are you born? Were you born in Benoni?
You're never going to get it right.
No, I was born in Empangeli. I'm actually a white Zulu. Mina is Zulu.
Ah.
Umlungu.
Yeah. Mbali Kamalaku.
Me upagile.
So, but then I was dragged up in Benoni.
Dragged up?
Yeah. Hit a few bumps.
This show is quite weird because next to you would have been sitting Ryan Holiday, who is also quite built, eh?
Yeah.
But he does shows and he's like proper.
Where's he from?
Benoni. He's from...
Originally.
He's from the triangle. We have the full triangle here. Glen Hazel.
Springs.
Springs. And Benoni.
And then where's Eric from?
I'm from Rehoboth, actually.
There we go,
I'm
my
actually
friends.
Doing comedy there.
I know you're doing comedy there. Good
What's
luck.
What's in Rehoboth? Yeah.
Thank
Best
you.
Best of luck. You see my name advice? Is not on the poster? For a very good reason.
Claudine, I want to say something for your comedy. Please, you are fearless. When you said you're scared of watching a fight, I get that same fear you get watching a fight, watching you on stage, because I really I think I'm going to get some Claudine on me.
Thank you, or no thank you.
Yeah, it's a no thank you.
Is it a no
it's
thank you?
It's not a cool
you?
Thing, because
Am
I watch
I?
You, and I think, okay, you do improv really
yes.
well, but at some of those gigs, you need to do 3 or 4 jokes just to get them to go, hey, this is my comedian now, and you go up and you go, this tablecloth's nice, have you tried the lamb?
Oh, you mean I go straight into improv, and you're like,
oh, no.
Make Who them is know. This yeah, chick? What is she proper. Doing?
That's like watching a fight.
Yeah.
I can smell watching testosterone.
Lose in a fight.
Well, I love that I make you a little bit nervous.
Do you?
Because, yeah, because it sounds like it's actually a good thing. Who okay, else good. Makes you? Or is it a
no,
bad
Jesus
thing? Is it
and
a bad
God
thing?
Himself when he oh, really? Talks to me.
Okay.
Other
so
than that,
I mustn't
nobody.
Make, I mustn't make you nervous. I must start off with straight stand-up.
No, not for me. I know those
for
restaurant
gigs. For the audience,
gigs,
yes.
Restaurant
we
gigs
did, we did
there,
a restaurant gig. It yeah. was pretty tough.
They want punchlines, and they've come there, and they kind of have been convinced that there's comedy. They're not coming there for the comedy.
Yeah.
If you do put a poster outside, people go, oh, I would like to see that show. We
yes.
go to movies like that. But we don't go to comedy like that, because in this country, we kind of set up these comedy clubs, and the people are sitting having dinner, and then we're like, hey, guys, we're going to do comedy. I'm like, fuck you, I'm here with my chick.
Yeah, I just want to chill.
Yeah, I'm the funny. Okay, steal the limelight.
I mean, that's actually what I love, honestly, about performing overseas. To be honest, is some of the best
I'm
gigs I did. Well, is the fact that Dave's not there to criticize me, but also some of the best gigs that I actually did was before me. There were drag queens on the lineup, and then there was somebody doing character comedy. Then there was somebody doing a totally improvised set, and then it was me.
That's advanced audience, though.
Very advanced, and this is what's happening in Brooklyn at the moment. You know, you're going to watch comedy, but it's like you don't know what you're getting or what genre.
Brooklyn,
and the audience,
America, Brooklyn. Pretoria,
Brooklyn, America, my
okay.
love.
Well, you need to make that clear.
I did.
There's a
I
Florida
did.
In the West Rand. There's one in Miami.
I should have said it like Florida. This.
Do you
oh
go to comedy clubs?
Not, but actually, I went. I've been once or twice. But
you enjoy it.
Yeah, it was alright. Depends.
Barry
on
Hilton
comedian.
Does a bit of lib stuff.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've heard.
Have you? What is he Lebanese?
Nah, but
just Benoni.
Lebs are only a legend. If you find a purebred Leb. Oh. Put him in a museum or something.
Really? In a glass cat yeah. in a wax.
They mix their dying breed.
Because of the fights.
They're becoming oh, colored. All of them. Everybody's becoming a colored person.
Everyone's
I am the future.
Except for me.
So now you, the future.
So, except for so me. You got a show coming up when?
Tomorrow night, babes.
Tomorrow night. Saturday night. So this is weird because some people listen to this a week from now.
I'm
going to
make
really
sure
care.
Everybody listens to it tomorrow. I'm going to make... Or today. I'm
How many people do you need in your audience?
I need to sell maybe another 40 tickets.
I'll That's tune my fine. Family.
Please do. He's got 40 people.
Sold.
Just
in
call.
My household. 40.
Yes. Okay, amazing.
Where are you living now?
I live in London.
Okay.
Chelsea. You're London.
Chelsea, do you support the Chelsea. Football? Do you get into the football side?
No, I'm not really into football as it goes. I'm only thing I'm into is chicks and money. And
that's
boxing.
Football.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. I just didn't see it. Wow.
But that's actually quite a sad story because you came back to South Africa for a reason.
Yeah, so I came back. My uncle was dying. He's dead now. What an amazing man. And then his daughter, my cousin, she's just got back from touring her first solo album.
She's a singer.
Yeah. Cal Thompson Music, if you want to have a look. She's...
C-A-L or K-A-L?
C-A-L.
C-A-L, Cal Thompson.
Cal Thompson Music.
Cool,
so, and then we were road tripping, just filming loads of stuff. So I'm filming stuff for her music videos, for my music videos. And
you're just doing it on your
GoPro? GoPro camera and cell phone, but...
And you've got your YouTube channel. What's it called?
So so the new channel is called Too Rare to Kill. Because that's the way my friends used to describe me. Too dangerous for mass production, but too late to kill. But the old Instagram is not all superheroes wear a cape. So a lot of the videos are up on there, but when I get back to London... Then
now, the one I saw you were doing family training.
Oh, yeah.
Is that who are those real family?
Yeah, so that's my real family. So so I set them all up. And so the story is like a celeb wakes his family up in the mornings to show them how to train. Yeah. And every morning without fail, he just... makes them train. So I was
but then the dog was barking.
Yes, that dog's a pussy. It doesn't like me. So I put on these little hot pants and I was doing like squats there in front of my tunny and my sister and my cousin and my dad. I was doing push-ups and stuff. And then so I've got new material. There's a lot of stuff I'm going to.
So
be
that character is he arrives there for training, for family training.
Yeah. So he lives at home with his mom.
Obviously.
Yeah. He's 40 years old, but he needs to stay there, keep her safe. Yeah. Don't let the axe my cock on the property. And he needs to show them how to train.
Your dad was supportive. He was give it horns.
Yeah, give it
did
horns.
Did you train him how to speak, or does he speak like that?
No, I trained him.
Say, give it horns, Dad.
And
say,
he probably
give
fucked
it
up the line as well. Horns it.
My boy. He normally thinks my boy's horny. I'm like, no, Dad. Give it horns.
And then are you married and kids and people?
So, no, I'm happily divorced, newly single and loving life. I've got two kids there in London. Well, outside London.
Yeah.
That's where I take a dog for a walk.
That's right. That looked like it could have been in Springs. It could have been a veld. Yeah, that looked like Selection Park.
Just add a few clouds.
For Nine Sands. That's where I grew up. The Mind Ups. They alive in my head. They bulldozed it eventually and built a golfing estate there. But in my head, for Nine Sands is alive.
We in Springs, we used to go jump on the mine.
In the quarries.
In the quarries. And then we were jumping in this lacquer slime, which was quite lacquer.
Yeah, that explains a lot. Yeah, that explains a lot,
and
Dave.
It was like a swimming pool. So my sister and my friends were all swimming in the cyanide pool, which was quite nice as young children.
And that's before Dave's lobotomy.
I don't understand all these, you can't have these chemicals, can't have those chemicals.
We're fine.
Life is a chemical.
And it's deadly.
Life is a chemical. That's profound, man. Life is a chemical.
Life is a chemical.
Takes forever to kill you, but you stay alive.
You're gonna have to take a break. That was too heavy, Moss.
Are there really breaks in the show?
No, there aren't. That's the first time.
I was like, where's the commercial?
So now listen, you came on the show, you got your 40 people. Oh, you want a commercial? Hi, we're from the Just Now Comedy Podcast. Please don't say the dog is a puss on the show.
Thank you.
So what happens is you're at this place. Where is it?
Didn't you used to, before we talk about where they can get tickets and what to do, didn't you used to improvise as well?
Yes, we did a lot. When I started, I didn't like stand-up comedy as much as I loved improv.
Yes, why don't you come do improv with them? I mean, I know the boss.
I'm so busy. I got corporates and golf days, and I'm just busy. You know what I mean?
No,
I
you're not that
lot.
Busy, Dave. I watch your Instagram. My love.
Am I not busy?
You're not that busy. Every 5 days, he like posts like a beer or like Dave Brew, and then every once a month, there's a golf day. I've seen this.
You like fucking SARS. How do you know exactly how much shit I'm in? One golf day a month. You're gonna
one golf day.
No, me and Moss have started. We're going to write some scripts now for this character.
Amazing.
Yeah, we got stuff happening.
Okay, good. Well, I will be following that. But I want you to come and play with
me. All right,
cool.
Soon. So where is the venue?
The venue is Fire and Ice Melrose Arch.
That's quite lucky because that's like quite established as a comedy venue. So that's your first battle one.
Yes.
So which one are you, the fire or the ice?
Hey. Babe, babe, I'm a little bit of both, if you know what I mean.
I put myself out.
Exactly, I can put myself out.
I join the two and melt everyone.
Yeah. Be nice and lukewarm. Yeah. It's fire.
So sometimes she's just a soggy patch of puddle, and sometimes she's a fiery crotch.
Yes, hopefully not too much of a soggy puddle.
Soggy crotch.
Guys, that's for the next show. That's for the next show.
Weapon of choice.
Does he come when you call?
That's so funny. That's like calling your dog down. But dog.
You've got to assert yourself. It's about assertiveness. Like I went on a road trip now.
Where did you go? Zanine.
Yeah, it's Zanine. We went to two different farms. Yes, it's what a joy. But I had laryngitis. And then, because I was like...
I think you partied too hard with your uncle's things.
Yeah, so I jawled. They call it a wake. I call it a wave of jawling.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I had laryngitis, and then I thought, yes...
Greek chick.
A Greek chick, yeah. But I lost my voice, and I thought, yes, this is God cursing me.
That's funny.
This is God cursing me. I did three Hail Marys. Please, God, bring my voice back.
Did it?
Yeah, I'm doing a radio interview.
And then you saw Mary in the toast.
Yes, it's Mary Jane in the toast.
Because in Benoni, that people do, they see Mary's appeared in toast,
toast,
a cucumber,
clouds.
Oh, is it only?
But I donated this oak. I saw the face of God in the blood on this oak's face.
When you stopped donating him?
No.
Oh.
I kept going. I thought Mary's going to jump out. I want the whole Bible out of this ark. I just kept drilling and drilling.
This is one character, one the rest. The more I punch, the more
But you're buddies now. That's what I always like about guys. They'll hug each other after a fight. Yeah. Say, I blessed you, but you put up a good, you know, your face was nice. It was soft against my
face. I did boxing before I got married.
Can you and Moss do a little bit of sparring?
No, please. Let me tell you my boxing experience. I did boxing for about 2 months, and one chick punched me in the face.
And where was she from?
Probably Benoni.
A triangle. Yeah,
she was somewhere in the triangle.
Did you not think that was going to happen in boxing? Had you ever watched a boxing match?
No, I did think it was going to happen. I didn't realize that I would react this way because I took it so personally and started crying a bit. And she goes, "Are you crying?" And I was like, "No, I'm just sweating. I'm just sweating." So I can't have somebody punch me in the face and not take it personally. I can't.
If you punch me in the face, I will cry. I'll carry on hitting you. But the tears will come.
Yes, I was crying my eyes out. I was like,
the nose is very sensitive.
But I took it personally. I wasn't crying from pain. I was crying from, what did I do to you?
Yeah, emotions is what makes me cry. But like, I normally play the piano and I cry. Or I was raised playing the piano. It was a bit hard because I was like, no, my yes is playing pianos for softies. I want to roll. And then like, I play piano before I go to jiu-jitsu, you know. And then the oak's like, oh, what are you doing?
You don't know if he's talking cuck or not, but he might actually... play the piano. Look at his hands, please, Miss Alma.
Yeah, those. I mean, there's calluses. There's. Yeah,
but that's from holding the leash on that dog.
Yeah, on the air, but
that's from controlling the weapon of choice, brother.
No, his was different. He said it's from. He did the motion from behind.
Yes.
Would you mind sparring with him for that? Would you do that? That's improvised.
No. I'd probably start crying as well. Literally, you'd start crying from that. Yes. Whoa. I'm scared. I'm actually scared.
That is true. That's right. Men are trash. So if there's crying, then stop. That's my rule.
Why don't you stop before the bloody crying? Stop before the crying.
Good. That's another break.
Thank you.
Life is a chemical. Stop before the crying. That's what you say to your kid. There's going to be crying.
Yeah, there's going to be crying. But
it's
also,
all fun and games until somebody loses an eye.
On the East End, there's two fundamentals you've got to know. They've got three eyes. Two fundamentals on the East End. Always do your repetitions and never treat your Bennett right.
Hey, is that the bad? That's not good. I think you got it wrong.
Never treat your Bennett right.
Because she comes right, eh? Because she always comes back.
Yeah.
I know she loves me. She loves me.
She loves me, but I tell her every day, you love me, and you're coming back. Otherwise, the oaks are going to get boxed. Even my mother and my sister now, they bring another man on that property.
Achwit.
But I'm the alpha male there. And nothing happens without me saying so.
And then, so do this, if someone slides into your chick's DMs, do you know about it? Because you...
A DM? It's what a DMA.
MDMA. Direct DMA. Message on Facebook there. Because you got linked accounts, the inbox, the private message. Hey, babe, yes, you look great.
I've never even imagined that.
So that's a different realm for you.
Yeah, a different realm. I haven't even entertained that idea. But at least my chick's family, at least she understands.
Okay. Your chick's your cousin.
I look from Benoni, but
you're your own grandpa.
Makes the names easier to remember.
Can't he come to improv on Saturday?
Please, with absolute pleasure. Yeah, we'll have you with absolute pleasure.
Improvise. I've got my finger on the trigger. It's the way we roll.
Hey, there we go. Weapon of choice.
Weapon of choice.
Improvise any weapon. What weapon would you like to be blitzing with? I've got the brick.
Yeah. Have you been murdered with a teaspoon before?
You can kill someone with a teaspoon.
You can. I heard Yuri Geller, he used to bend teaspoons.
His wife hated him, man. She used to get up, all the tampons were broken.
Imagine having a spoon in your cut.
It was like, what are you doing?
No, but you can slice the oak's neck with a teaspoon. You just hold it under like that.
You've been to prison?
Yes.
Like,
Well, everyone from Springs is like a prison.
Yeah, Springs is like
a
prison.
I mean, he was just saying he used to swim in toxic waste. I
swam in cyanide. So come at me, bro.
Yes, exactly. He can handle anything.
And so we're at the Fire and Ice Hotel in Melrose Arch.
Melrose Arch, 8 p.m.
Okay. And this is the other thing. You spoke about corporate comedy. Now, this is the serious side of the show.
Yes.
In life, the corporate stuff we do, like we go to these places and we deal with these people with their eyes wide open like this. You go to a company.
What, are they drilled?
No, they've been told
the couple their lines before the meeting.
They want to know, we're going to teach them something, and they hate you because you're going to teach them something or you're going to entertain them. But they've been told to be there by their boss, and you get paid a lot of money because they've got the cash and the budget.
Yes.
But the thing is, in business, those rules of improv, and just go through them. I mean, I don't know, they obviously change, but what are they?
So, what's really great about doing improv training is it is exceptionally interactive and fun, which means you're not sitting there and go, here's a PowerPoint presentation on how to public speak.
Why are you talking like her? Like
That's how Suzelle talks. That's how most of the presentations go down.
I find that a turn on though. Yeah.
Check, now you turn Moss on now.
Oh my God.
Claudine is a turn on in skin. She's wrapped
now
in skin.
Now that water's melting on the seat.
But anyway, let me carry on.
Tell us about the porn star you made touch a clit.
I didn't touch it because I was horrified. Right, there's not much that horrifies me.
I've got hand sanitizer in my bag. Yeah.
Me too, my darling. Me too. I'm not touching anyone's clit on this show.
That's my rule.
Damn it.
Eric was getting excited. Dave may touch your clit a little bit later.
So, when I started improv, there were rules. And I found that actually work in life.
Okay, so let's talk about them. One of the major things that I do is go into corporates and do corporate training, but whether it's effective communication or public speaking or sales or anything, what we do is we allow participants to learn through experience. And some of the major rules of improv are learning to trust, learning to think from this part of the brain, which is the prefrontal cortex. It's the part of the brain that we use when we meditate or creatively visualize. This is where our creative center is. And the part of the brain that switches off is the part of the brain that says, no, Dave, you're not good enough. Don't do it. Judgment.
Make you switching their brains.
So I'm literally switching their brains on. I'm helping them to make their brains more neuroplastic, as we say.
Pious,
porous. Things are moving, things are changing.
Pliable.
Oh, that's it. That's
another
the word.
Break. This is too much for me.
I love these breaks. Yeah. So it's self-trust. It's trusting others. It's basically the ability to be confident, to become more of a yes person, to listen actively.
You speak about these things, just can stop there even. So in the improv game, as in the world, when we do interviews here, we'll often ask a person a question and they'll say yes, which doesn't mean that just yes is the first thing. Yeah, you did. But no, but they'll just say, I'll say, did you go to the thing? Yes. What we want, tell us yes, and then bring the story.
Exactly.
In improv, it means if someone comes to you with an idea, it doesn't mean the word yes. It means they go, hey, that's a really nice scarf you're wearing. You don't go, thanks.
You just go...
In the game, you go, yes, my mother bought it for me, because you're adding to the story. Oh, where's your mother from? She's a Capricorn and she lives in the, and now you start the story.
Totally. So it's about
it's
yes
about giving
ending.
And giving.
Yes ending. So the truth is, Dave, your ideas by yourself are great. But the moment we work together, those ideas become genius, right? Because a lot of people think improv comedy, which is different to stand-up comedy, is about... Look at me, I'm the star of the show.
It's actually the team.
And it's not. In improv, everybody's a supporting
actor. Now, your guys, you've got, are comedians. I know Prince is a comedian, so is Mojack. Who else you got?
James Cairns.
James Cairns. They are actual stand-up comics.
They are, stand-up and
improv. But don't you find they're sometimes going to a little bit of a private show, and you've got to bring them back and say, "This is we're playing, we're on a mountain, we're eating cheese, we're doing, that's the setup. They must stick to the game."
Yes, which is why... some stand-up comics are really terrible at improv, actually. So what we do is we work with stand-up comics who are able to do both and really able to give them themselves and give to the team. And we rehearse so that it's good. But slick and awesome.
When you say rehearse, often people go, have they rehearsed the improv, which sounds like an
anomaly. I mean, the show's never to be repeated and it's once off. And
plus, you've got a pianist there. So then you do your games and you sing. How does Mojack sing? Is he singing well?
She said, "We've got a penis." I was like, "We've got a few penises in the group."
But I can do a double act. I'll do the pianist and the pianist.
You can play double with your trouble. Penis.
Do
play
organs,
the piano with your penis. What are the rest of your travels? When are you going back to England?
So I was supposed to go back tonight, but now I'm going to... beer festival or gin festival. My friend.
Oh, that's tomorrow.
Yeah, that's tomorrow. Then in Benoni for the green.
Are we? We're going to be there. I've got a magazine that we've launched. It's called On Tap, and I'm going to be there. We're going to sell subscriptions to the magazine.
I'm going to have rolls on tap and lachs as well.
It's going to be a joy. So that's at the green tomorrow. It's not at the green. It's actually at the Benoni Northern.
Benoni Northern.
So that's your thing. Benoni Rollins.
Yeah, you're Benoni Rollins. So then you better be in your uniform. Game match day, match day. You always come up with the goods match day. So I've extended till Wednesday because Benoni won't let me go. Last time I came here, but I missed 3 flights on the way out.
Honestly, don't leave.
Yeah. So now I got first time I got to the airport and it was a day late. I was just going, "Hey, I'm confusion." So then the next day I was there, we dropped, and then I didn't make it through in time. So then the third time my mate tunes right. You mean no dorps outside, you're going in. So I got through security, I was waiting there close to the gate and there was a pub there. So I started dorping.
Third time.
Yeah, it's just blowing me, the plane goes.
So now I'm thinking maybe to catch a plane, you have to be focused. It's match day, boss. No doping on Wednesday.
But I'm like a kid. I get overexcited. You know, it's like sleeping.
And what's your poison?
My poison.
What's your weapon?
My poison. Roids. I spike my legs every day.
Where's a good space? Because I've run out of spots now. Because I'm only 11 years old.
Oh yeah.
So I have to now look for veins.
You've had a hard life.
Yeah. Some roids, eh?
So your eyeballs.
Claudine, yeah, in the eyeballs. Eh? Can you do that?
You shoot in the eyeballs. Yeah. No, I used to put acid in my eyes. LSD.
Is it? Was it like it? Does it take you on a trip?
Because
you see that before it goes in, you actually start seeing the stuff.
You actually become the paper, and then you start seeing yourself from the third person or the third camera.
Jeez. So you don't know who you are. You're like, am I in this movie?
No, and then you keep asking yourself, do you know who I am?
People are talking to you, but you're saying to them, but I'm here.
Yeah, and then they think you want a roller. I was walking around all night tuning the ice. Do you know who I am? And they're like, yes, just put this ice on the box. I just wanted to find out who I was. There was no mirror in the place.
Or ID book.
I never had one of those. Okay.
Now, please don't miss the plane on Wednesday. If you do, will you come back on Friday?
Yeah.
But what do you do in England? What have you got there? What's your business interest?
So, my business interest is money. So I've got a construction company. I do like high-end refurbs. Used to design and produce all of my own stuff, but now I just work with design agencies.
For furniture and stuff? Or?
No, interiors, house interiors. I will make you the most pumped out place.
So drywalling, flooring, tiles.
Anything. So, because I'm a master builder. So,
like in Lego, like in Batman Lego.
I am the master builder, China. But I'm Lego legend.
He's got giant Lego all over his house.
So I make like.
Well, isn't the world just a giant Lego?
I do like 60,000 pound bathrooms.
No, it's not.
Imagine a million rand bathroom.
Is that it?
That's what.
But
I
lots
do.
Of gold and
no gold.
Rose stone.
I'm the gold there.
It's worth a million while I'm in there building it. When I leave, it's worth about 15,000, just so you know.
Okay. So, but now I'm going to start working with a friend of mine on some projects in Africa and also social upliftment, which I'm really excited about.
That's cool.
We're like building hospitals and schools and stuff in like Uganda, Nigeria, Ghana, Tanzania.
It's not only his recently, guns that are big, eh?
Yes, his heart is as big as his guns.
Yeah.
Can I make that logo on your shirt?
Yeah.
My heart is as big as my guns.
Yeah.
No more guns, just hugs. But now there is a guy, there's an MMA fighter who just recently went into, could have been Uganda, and he helped a lot of kids who actually, it's kind of slavery, but it's amongst the tribes. So you don't see it as old school slavery, but put people on a ship, take them over there. This was in the, because he's an MMA fighter, he came with this kind of Hollywood vibe, but he stayed with these people. And he was disgusted by the guys, they call them animals, they go, "Where are my animals?" And these little kids have to now do the stuff in the village. But he found out it wasn't 10 kids, it wasn't 20,000 little kids there, and he's kind of liberated that whole village.
Yes,
but because of that, he is the strong guy, so they don't mess with him. And he's got the press with him there as well. So he's done it.
That's also, I'd like to do that. You know, I'm all for giving back to society, and I didn't have the most privileged background, but I've come a long way, and I think within the next couple of months, my life is just going to like rocket into the sky. Because of you, Dave.
Dave.
And then, so I want to give back. I do. And cool, also, like you say, if the oak's hard, I'm also hard. I'll box anyone that enslaves kids.
Box your way through Africa from Cape Town to Cairo.
Yes. Because I wanted to do that.
Leave oaks in your wake.
That's what I ask him, mate. Wake of destruction. Because I did Bolivia. I did from the Andes to the Andes
Mountains. In your Andes.
Andy's in my undies, pretty much. All my kit is stolen. So 2 weeks, I did dirt bike trip across Andes to the Amazon in Bolivia. I want to
you
do,
did that on a dirt bike?
Yeah. I wanted to do Cairo to Cape Town, but it's like 3 months. But I like your idea. Box my way through Africa.
No, but you know what it is? It's like you're fixing, you're righting the wrongs. Not all superheroes wear capes.
Yeah.
So you're going there and saying, "Can I help here? What's going on here? I can't help, but I know someone who can."
Yeah.
And then put them in touch, and then you leave. And then you go to the next village. You just keep doing good.
Yeah.
Until they put you in jail for not having the right papers.
Robin
Fertilize
Hood.
The shit.
Yeah. Do you ever run out of stuff to improvise? You ever in the game, you just step forward and you go, "I got fuck all, guys."
Yeah, seriously. Honestly, if I get like tired or I haven't slept well the night before, and it happens with lots of, you know, well, it's really hard to be on all the time. Yes.
Get a good night's rest. Go through your stuff, get prepared.
Yes, but the great thing is with improv is you've got a whole team to support you. Yeah. You know, in stand-up, if you're not prepared, it's you on stage who's
dying. Here's the other thing. The other rule of that was trust your team.
Yeah.
So if you haven't got an idea, but something in your brain just says, just go in front and say, I downloaded a video of a cat crying. Just do it.
Yeah,
because it's their job to go, "Yes, I'll do this.
Let's support this dude." Yeah, there's something really liberating about going, "This is my cuck idea."
Yeah, this is my
and
cuck
everybody
idea.
Going, "Absolutely. How do the we make your non-cuck people go, idea? How do we make your idea non-cuck?"
With the magazine that I'm doing, we often come up with ideas, and there has to be a place where there's no rules in that meeting. Obviously, when we get the ideas that work, those will come out into the public. But inside that room, there must not be anyone that goes, "That's a shit idea."
You say yes, and then you exactly.
You are very, you're positive. I dig this.
Don't smoke a vibe killer. Eh? Yeah. Even there can be one drop of poison in the barrel. Yes, you don't want to drink that water. It's like when we go to a chawl, if there's one vibe killer there, I'll drill it. I could chin him. Look, time to leave.
No, you just say, come chow this pill and cheer up.
Hey, but I did that. Maybe it's not good to say on the radio, but I had a bri at my house. I chin my one mate. Don't bring your chick.
Because she's down. Debbie Dunner.
So, hey, would you know, there's like 30, 40 people there, but I displayed, I paint. I had all my art there. I also make music. I rap. I sing. So it was like entertaining, but I love cooking.
Renaissance man.
Yeah,
a while ago, I started filming my own cooking program. So, but it just never quite happened. So it's like my jewelry. I'm catering. It's my music, my visuals. Like the fence line is just covered in my art. And my mate rocks up with his chick.
The one
that I don't like. So I chin her. "All right, darling, would you like a cocktail?" She says, "Yes." Go in the kitchen.
It's infused.
Two sleeping tablets straight in there. Chin her straight. These sleeping tablets are for your girl. But after 10 minutes, she's like, "Yes, it's a full sewer fuck." Goes and lies down. Doors put. We had the best jaw ever. And she had a jaw as well. She was like, "Yes, it's had the best sleep ever."
Yeah, yeah. Lovely. I was so tired.
Hey, Bill Cosby.
No, but that's actually fine. She just slept.
Yeah, she slept there. No one slipped her panties off. No.
Okay, good.
That's the rule.
No one slips nobody's panties off.
It's an art gallery.
It's an art gallery.
Yeah, it's not the no hanky panty.
Putting the panty to the side.
No hanky panty.
You know what? I was on the way here. I was listening to that secret sound on the radio. I don't know, some radio station. They had some secret sound, and then you phone in.
Oh, you phone in and they play like. And you must guess what it is.
But I think
that's a human
thought. I also want to do that. The secret
sound. It's Claudine's
flaps.
Chlamydia, they call it.
Chlamydia.
Talk about my flaps on the radio.
Well, that you said, okay, so what was the secret sound that you
wanted? Yo, so my secret sound is going to be dead silence.
The last 6 minutes of this podcast is lost on me. Sorry, I just came back now. I just heard flaps and
I was like,
so my secret sound is dead silence. Now, I just need to guess. I'll give them a choice. One, it's the last breath my pit bull takes before it rolls you. Two, it's the last breath I take before I start swinging. Or three, it's the sound of me slipping my cousin's panties off.
Ooh.
Which one is it?
Did you make the noise?
Yeah, no, that sounded
there is no noise. It's just silence.
There's no noise.
See.
Playing with the axe heads. Mind games, but...
That sounds like... No, that sounds like the sound you make before you muras. That definitely sounded like... I was ready.
Fists,
I felt it.
Fists make no noise until they land.
Yeah. I hit you once, you'll fall twice.
That's like saying, like, does a tree that falls in a forest really make a sound?
Yeah. Or if no one
can hear it, yeah.
If a man is in a room talking and there's no woman there, is he still wrong?
Yes. The answer is yes to that one.
That is gold. Always. I'm taking another break.
Are you going to go through Africa? I'm thinking, it's so like it's a meet... Someone who's got the vibes,
yeah.
Because everyone's got it in them to do good for other people.
Yeah, they do.
Once you've established yourself, you actually go, now let me help someone else.
Yeah.
And what happens in this country is we've got people that start charities and they're not strong enough to help other people yet.
Yeah.
And that's actually the charities that I see. I go, you guys aren't ready for being a charity yet. You've got to be on a level of here. So Reach for Dream have got to that level, and people knock them a little bit because they do have a large amount of cash in their things and they look after things.
Yeah, but a charity should have a large amount.
You can't just be
we're in
shit and we're going to start a charity. You can't.
Yeah. No.
You can't save someone from drowning if you're not on the boat with the ring.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you're busy treading water yourself,
right.
You're going down.
That's it.
Very profound, Dave. We need an ad break.
No, we don't have ads.
Well, I'm just saying because that was very profound. Play some music.
Let's make our own ad. Who's going to give us the most?
But you
stuff?
Can rap, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, so what we've got now is we've got an improv game.
Okay.
It's a product and we're going to sell it.
What's the product called?
It's
give me
fish,
a nonsense
it's
name.
It's fish-flavored Marmite. So we have combined two of the worst things.
In the world.
But we're going to do it because we've got Kim Kardashian who's going to sell it for us. And Donald Trump, who's going to be our on the box.
Oh, that's easy, but all right. We need Kardashian with Trump's wig on, and then he can start singing in the casket, best wishes,
I'm
at the bottom of the lake, sleeping
resident,
with the fishes.
Resident beatboxer.
Oh,
do not,
sorry,
do not take
my beatboxing shirt. Sorry, I do not. Everybody in the room, give me a clap. I'm gonna sell you something that tastes like my fish flaps. I'm gonna sell you something that tastes like my fish flaps.
It's gonna be huge. It's gonna be huge. It's gonna be the best flaps you ever seen. The hugest, biggest flaps.
It's wrong or it's right, and it tastes like Marmite.
Lick my fingers.
I'm Kim Kardashian, and this has been Fish Flaps.
And I
finger licking good from a flavor that's just under my hood.
That was terrible.
That was absolutely terrible. How not to improvise.
Yeah. It's okay. You know what?
There's no bad ideas, eh?
There's no bad ideas. We would go with that one and then say, next.
Don't you hate that nowadays? That whole vibe of...
Failure's an
no
opportunity. Failure's an opportunity.
Like when my kids are at school, no one's actually a loser. And then like...
They're all getting a certificate for being
and then
there.
Just taking part. But that's cocker. I'm like, treating my kids straight. But... Yeah, they're like, there's no two first places. There's
Never.
One first
there's
place.
First second is first of the losers.
Yeah, exactly.
I shouted that at the cross country that day, and all the parents looked around and they're like, they realized I'm a comedian.
Yeah.
But I wasn't joking. Listen, it is weird because at the school these days, they have obviously there's kids that are just naturally good.
Yeah.
But what they're trying to do is they're trying to show these other kids that you must find something that you're good at.
Yeah.
But it's very difficult because the other kids are just naturally, the one kid can run. One kid can play cricket because his dad's a springboard.
But then they tune the cock ones that they're good anyway for taking part.
My son helps other kids.
That's great.
Like the other kid was crying because he didn't, and my son will go and talk to him.
Okay, good.
So don't worry about it. Because he came 60th in the cross country and he's like proud. He wants to go have a milkshake now.
I used to come stone last, and because I was the fattest kid, everybody would be up at the top. everybody would be up at the top and I would be, and they would be going, Claudine.
Yeah, look, I had a weight problem when I was young.
To the top.
And then my mom chinned me the one day, she picked me up from this pool party and she said, my cunt, I was so embarrassed, you were the fattest kid there. And like, I was just growing, hey. Yeah. And then I thought, yes, I'm going to have
because sometimes you don't train and you take the roids, then you get flab.
Yeah, and especially when you're 14 on roids. But
and you're swimming at a pool party
with your natural hormones kicking in. Yeah. Yes, but it's always the young dollies.
Did you get pubes like when you were 3?
No, about 2.5. About 2.5. We start early on the East End. Start early.
Shit. That's fire. No, I didn't.
I had no idea what's going on. Those guys are stealing the window through the window.
What's going on here?
No, thank you, roids. I'll wait until I'm 13 before things start happening. And then I took roids. Then I was like, okay, cool. I get it now. Yeah. Makes sense.
I'm the only person in this room who hasn't taken roids. No, I haven't. Maybe I should.
But you're looking buff.
Thank you so much. Did you see the arm flap?
I'd smoke to see your squats.
There we go. Thank you.
Can you squat?
No. Do you want me to try?
If God wanted me to bend over, he puts diamonds on the floor or something like that. Is that the...
or throw money.
Throw money.
Throw money. Right. I mean, I wouldn't mind that. Tats actually did something really great the other night. We were doing comedy and he was like, if you like the comedians, throw money at them. And I got R2. Sure. So I was like, yes.
So then some car got outside and was like, Claudine got my money.
At least it wasn't a 5 rand. The 5 rand can hurt if you get belted straight on the floor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, so I think the audience was quite considerate. Only right. 2 rand, boom.
We've chatted a lot, so we've got news.
The whole
my friend.
Throw money story only works if you use notes.
Yes. Don't throw coins. Yeah, it can get dangerous.
Now you're just hurting people unnecessarily.
Yeah.
My friend.
It's not a slot machine.
Eric has got actual comedy news.
I do?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, go.
Is there not supposed to be music or something?
There is.
So no, the comedy. Waiting for you.
Are you?
Okay. No, waiting for you to play the music.
All right, the comedy news music is this. Basically, is this, yes. It's this. This. Comedy news is, Eddie, you can give us comedy news.
I'd love to give you comedy news.
Because I often see you at Kitcheners.
Yes.
And places like that. On Instagram, I don't go to Bromfontein. I have a very good,
this is what's happening
very expensive
in this week's
buttons.
Comedy.
That's my buttons in Bromfontein.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday buttons. Night.
What is happening? Were you there on Tuesday? Give us the news. You were at Kitcheners on Tuesday.
I wasn't at Kitcheners this Tuesday, but should I give you the news of what happened last week or upcoming? Right, this week in comedy, Tats and Konzo hosted Poppies on Monday night. The audience absolutely loved him as Dilly Oliphant died. Dylan Oliphant died. Tats, who else was there? Who was there?
Tell us about your t-shirt that you've got.
Oh, I've got Jittery Citizens on my... Oh, you've got another news.
You got another t-shirt that says I something Tats and Konzo. What's that all about?
Oh, I don't know if he's supposed to say that. A friend of mine was sleeping with him.
And got the t-shirt made
and gave me one. So I've got
it. What does the t-shirt say? Has it got his face on it?
It's got his face on the front and then on the back it says
I'm fucking Tats and Konzo.
Yes, but it could mean I am fucking
Dave Levinson.
Exactly. Okay, cool. I think we should get I am the best.
No, that's a Goliath shirt.
Okay, yes. Different shirt.
I've got some comedy news as well.
Go for it.
So where it all started actually is this group of us called the Sons of Sorrow. You know, Benoni means son of my sorrow, so we've got a group.
Is that what it means?
Yeah, son of my sorrow.
Wasn't it named after the guy Benoni?
Don't try and rewrite my history. Don't rewrite history. So we've got this group chats. A lot of things happen on group chats. So we've got this group chat called Sons of Sorrow. Sorry. When I get back to London, I'm recording the track Sons of Sorrow.
Okay.
But it's I'll give you the
beginning. With a rap beat and like an R&B vibe.
Yeah. So I'm doing a collaboration with these two Filipino oaks and this Ghana oak. This oak from Ghana. We call it Wings of Glory. And the track, it starts out like, always getting drilled, we're the sons of sorrow. I've hollered grim reaper for time to borrow.
This is a cappella, baby.
I keep them on a roll, but it's flight that follows. And
then the Ghanaian steps in, he does his bit.
The Filipino, the Filipino rapper, yes, is in this oak hits it. And it's like, we're the sons, we're the sons. We're the sons of sorrow on the run, running from ourselves with no time to borrow.
Mm.
Because
that's the key to life, is that you got to know yourself.
Yeah.
Because you will end up.
And you got to know your lyrics. Yeah. That's the second thing.
Who is this?
There's someone. That's, oh, no, that's so funny.
Is that, I thought that's outside CCTV. I thought there was going to be a heist here.
There is going to be a heist, but the guy's like, he's not sure what the hitman said. He said, must we be here at 9:30? How do you feel about that? Because that was in your hood, that latest cash.
Oh, yeah, yes.
That was in, where's that road?
Atlas Road, yeah. It's about 5 minutes from my Tony's house. Jeepers. I think it's getting rife now. I mean, imagine that was your job, working in a cash in transit, and every morning you've got to kiss your wife goodbye and the kids, like, I don't know if Dad's going to be home tonight.
Only if you work for G4S, I think.
Is it? But
the rest of them are safe, Chief. Fidelity cards are dope. Coin security is dope. Who's the other guys?
Just name them all now, because I'm just giving them more targets.
Yes. Who listens to this podcast?
Protea.
We have 8 dedicated people listening to this podcast. And now, because I'm on the show, 9.
They all live in Cape Town, all of them. Each of our
So what is happening there? Apparently, that's quite a very well-organized machine. Those guys have got...
Yeah.
They've got guards. They've got a military precisional thing. Where are they getting dynamite from to blow up vans?
They steal it from the mine. But when I was a kid, the one day I was always looking to find something. One day I found a gun. The one day I found a kit bag, and I thought it was going to be full of cash, but it was full of dynamite. And yes,
that's terrifying.
And then I changed the landscape in the Nine Sands. But we just I blew up every cliff face I could find. That was Cliff Central, but.
Claudine, you don't know what to say because you've never found a kit bag with dynamite.
Didn't used to swim in cyanide. This is so foreign to me that but I
these,
just can't.
These are the stories that South Africans need to hear. This is there's the movie.
Yeah,
a 12-year-old kid finds a kit bag full of dynamite. What does he do?
Yes,
it's Guy Fox, baby.
Guy Fox.
He doesn't take it to the authorities.
No,
he just goes and gets his box of line matches.
I think I found my first catch when I was like 5 or 6 years old.
You found
old.
It? Yeah, I found it. In someone's house?
No, it was in the felt. There was a felt fire. And once again, I found another kit bag, but burnt. And I was always like, yes, I want to find some cash. Yes, I found a 9mm. My hands could barely fit around it. But yes, it's just so much fun. Until my mate told his tiny. Then, yes, then you get blixtamed just for finding a gun. It wasn't my fault. I found it.
But no one will blixtam if you've got a gun. Come at me, bro.
Don't you have a funny story about a bomb in the army?
Mother was intimidating.
We had 2 days left.
Dave's got a funny story. Yeah.
In the army, they had 2 days left because in 1990, when I was in the army, Nelson Mandela was released. And then they said, well, we can't fight ANC anymore. So we had to get rid of everything in the army.
Start fighting yourselves.
No, we had to get rid of everything. Because otherwise, the guy had to, once it's checked out of the armory, to check it back in is a hassle because you're supposed to explode it and have training. So they just took everything out and said, go out into the field and just blow up the whole of Oudtshoorn if you want to, but don't bring a single grenade or rifle thing, nothing. Don't bring a machine gun back, nothing. So we just had it, we did what you
Sounds
did.
Sounds like heaven.
Legally.
Legally. Oh. And you know what I think what's wrong with the kids nowadays? We grew up.
They don't get to bomb stuff.
Yeah, they don't get to bomb stuff and they don't have any heroes to look up. They look up at like.
They're just playing Minesweeper.
Have you got a hero?
MacGyver.
No.
Don't you find a young improvised dude straight out of Aussie just looks at you and goes, Claudine, I want to be like you.
Oh, yes, actually. I mean, I do. What I really, really love doing is, you know, when comedians come to me and say, I want to learn improv or I want to better my skill, I'm like, cool. When are we getting together? Huh. So I don't know if that's a hero, but I mean, I really do love that.
That is hero.
Thank you.
That is. You're a hero, Claudine.
Thank you so much. I mean, most people save lives. I help people with their comedy.
I do. I'm a hero.
I save lives.
A young child said, I want to do improv one day when I'm out of this wheelchair. I want to do improv. And you're like, no, you have to train.
Wow. Yes.
He just took it there.
He did.
He does it every Friday. That's the joke.
Tipping point for the Friday.
Oh, that's my Roseanne joke.
Oh, whoa.
That was news. That's comedy
news. That was news, essentially.
What was the story?
So apparently she made a racist comment on Twitter and then blamed it on medication. She was like, I took... it was like our Xanax. It was like our Xanax.
I'm just kidding.
And she took it.
That's his whole life. I blamed everything on Xanax.
But then as a psychologist said, you can blame a lot on Xanax. You can't blame racism on Xanax.
Damn it. Okay. I thought it was a side effect.
So was it one of those tweets where we've all typed and just you just don't
no,
send.
No, not we.
Don't
include
us. Yes.
I'm talking about a lot of tweets. You're like, I think so-and-so is a cunt. And then you're like, ugh.
If you are a famous personality and you have a show, get off Twitter.
There you go.
Get off Twitter.
No, you don't belong there.
I mean, how many lives and careers are ruined because of Twitter?
Yeah. And then there was other news. Two gentlemen had a argument. They were father-in-law and son-in-law, and they had an argument in Bedford Center. It got heated in the mug and bean, and someone pulled out a panga.
And then?
They chopped the finger off. Yes.
Oh, it's only a
finger.
But Bedford Centre is kind of Bedford View. It's like, a knuckle triangle.
It's part of the triangle. That's
a flesh wound.
But this is intense. But wait, you can't see
I've got a panga on
me. I was just going to say, how did you get into Mug and Bean with a panga?
They stopped checking. He was stirring his coffee like this. Can I have a mega cappuccino, please? So that's a fucking giant spoon. Yes, I know.
Imagine how accurate the ice is going to be to swing it and just duck. Just chop his finger. You've got to know it. Cause that's,
but also, if you arrive for... I've arrived for those arguments where you know it's in a public place, so you know you're safe. Now you're not safe anymore.
No.
The punga's there.
Because some acts are like showmen. Yes, it's when you've got a crowd around you, that ego goes... Yes, it's twice the size, and then you want to start dribbling acts just because acts are watching.
Can you dribble oak with a panga? Is that not against the rules of boxing?
Yeah.
Don't arrive with a panga.
Look, there's rules and, rules and regulations about boxing. But you see, the problem is street fighting. There are no rules. Like you say, weapons, bricks, anything.
The only rule is don't lose.
Yeah,
Once I pulled out a piece of pavement to throw through this axe windscreen. But he stopped and kicked the axe out that got tornered.
Like that's one for the road.
Before
you leave, you have some pavement.
Yeah. Do you have any permanent scarring?
I do.
In his heart.
I've got scars there. I'm going to have to
Have you been shot?
Yes,
have you been shot?
Yeah.
Or stabbed?
Yeah, I've got a bullet wound here somewhere.
I can't remember where I got shot, but I know I got shot.
Nadine's in shock.
I am in shock.
He's a proper actual human. This guy's lived the hard knocks.
He's like diehard.
That I almost cut my foot off it.
With his own panga.
Was hanging.
Oh my god.
With my own panga.
I'm seeing a wrap up.
Oh yeah, we got to go. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is how this works. We say goodbye one at a time. But from you, just say goodbye to us in the proper way that we would in the knuckle triangle.
My guys. Yes, sis, I know you are so missing me. I'm going to be back soon. Check me out on YouTube or Instagram or go by Gram, whatever you want to do. But keep showing me the love. And I'll keep making some videos for you, Axe, because fuck, I'm going to teach you Axe how to box sooner or later. If you watch enough videos and you check your repertoire, watch the way I walk, watch the way I talk, and one day you can do it too.
You can be me. Not all heroes wear capes.
Not all.
Not so all Dean Elman. Okay. So you guys can please...
Talk faster.
Oh, sorry. You guys can please get tickets for tomorrow night's show.
Fire 8 p.m.
Fire and Ice, Melrose Arch on quicket.co.za, or follow me on Instagram for updates at Claudio K. Kiddo.
Cool, and I'll see you at the Benoni Northerns at the Gin and Beer Festival.
I'll be there. We'll see you just now.
This is CliffCentral.com.